The following shiur has been graciously sponsored by Repeshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Mordechai ben Reb Shraga Ola B'Shalom, Le'ilui Nishmas, Hen Shabbas Rabbi Yisrael Tzvi Olea HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzchak Yisrael ben Reb Rafal Noach Yosef Ola B'Shalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
The following shiur has been presented by Reb Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
In the last daf of our perik, daf Chof Tesem and Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Kaila Oina Amin, Achashvua, Kimaiti Shvua Mipiv. We're introduced to an unconventional Shvua. We know that in order for a Shvua to be Chal, for an Ede to be Chal, it has to be Maiti Mipiv. He has to say out the Lashon of a Shvua from his Peh. But here we encounter a case of a Shvua where he doesn't say a Lashon Shvua. He doesn't say a Lashon Neder. How does it work? By saying Amin, that's an acceptance of the other person's statement, and the other person said a Shvua. So that's considered a Shvua. Today I want to talk, Bez Hashem, about other cases of Nedarim, of Shvuas, that were either a Machmir, or either Maker Din, or at least the Chumrah, where a person didn't say a conventional Lashon of a Shvua. He didn't say a proper Lashon, I swear, or I take a Shvua, or I make a Neder. He didn't say those Lashonis, and Afapikain, there is a Din Shvua. There's a din neder, and this is very, very, very negeya l'alocha, because people have to be very careful with this. The oven of Shavuos and the Dharma, chamer me'oid, and very, very scary for the whole world, as the Gemara says later on in the Masechta. And therefore, a person, he gets into the habit of saying certain words, like a promise, etc. These are words that avada from a young age, a child should be taught not to say. He should never say the word I promise, and should never say the word I swear, for shteitzachna. But there's even other words that have mashmuusim of Shavuos, might have the din of a Shavuos, the status of a Shavuos. For example, the Shulchan Aruch brought in Siman Reish Lamed Zayin Sif Hei, brings down the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos, that if a person says the Lashon of Hein Hein, or Lav Lav, you know, he emphatically says yes, yes, or no, no. Right? He emphatically says it about a statement that he made, so then it could be a problem of a Shvuah. The Shulchan Aruch says it's only a problem of Shvuah if he had Kavana that he's trying to make a shvua with this emphasis. He's emphasizing his statement by saying, yes, yes, hein, hein, yes, yes, lav, lav. It's a Gemara later on in Shvuah that the Olam will learn in Daf Lamed Vav. But when he says it with such emphasis, and the Shulchan Aruch learns that he had a kavana for a shvua, then that is mamish the full-fledged status of a shvua. Full, proper status of a shvua. The Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yud Aleph in the Midas Nikias, he says that a person, even if he doesn't have kavana for a shvua, but he says hein hein or lav lav, it's like a shvua, and it seems to be that the Mesilas Yesharim is learning it's maybe not the same extent of a shvua because he didn't have the kavana for a shvua, but certainly he should be very careful. And the Mesilas Yesharim says he should be very careful to be zayir in his words and to be mekayim what he said when he says the words hein hein. The Mesilas Yesharim says also he probably shouldn't say such a thing. He wants to be zayir and naki from shvua, so therefore he shouldn't say such words. Even this could have a status of a shvua. And even without the kavana, for a shvua. Some rishayim learn it's only if he says together with the shame of Hashem, like yes, yes, in the name of Hashem. But lemaisa, the shilta, the Shulchan Aruch is absolutely not like that. And just the mere saying of hein hein and lav lav is already a problem. And Paiskim say again, even without a kavana for a shvua, the Erech Lechem discusses this, that there's at least an oynish badover if he was saying the words yes, yes to give a strength to what he was saying. The Paiskim do say the Das Torah in the Bishan Rav, in Reish Lamed Zayin Sif Hei, that if the person just merely said, I would love to do this, I really would love to do this, he says twice, or I really would love not to do this, in other words, I really want to, Ritzoini, so Ratzin is not a Lashon of Achlata, it's not a Lashon of a clear decision, and then that wouldn't be a problem. That's something that does take a change when a person says, I really want, so, you know, there's the famous story with Rabbi Ber, that when Rabbi Ber came to America, so they asked Rabbi Ber when he came back, what did he learn? What English did he learn in America? So Rabbi Ber said that he learned four words, I'll do my best. I'll do my best. So they asked Rabbi Ber, what does it mean? So Rabbi Ber said, it means garnished. So that's the same insight over here, that when a person, when he says the lashon of Ritzoni lasas kach, I really would like to do it, so Bederek Klal, it doesn't have that strength, and therefore even if he emphasizes it, he reiterates it, he says it twice, it wouldn't have that chomer of a shvua. Now the Pesach can also say, the Shita Mukubetzes and Bamatziah Dafnun Testament Beis brings down Rabbeinu Yoinasin that the Lashon Be'emis, if a person says Be'emis, truly, Be'emis, that's also maybe a Lashon of a Shvua. And therefore people have to be very careful with this. Says the Elif HaMogen, you have to warn the people. The Shuvah Tanhagis, remember, Moshe Sternbach, Elik Aleph, and Sim Tavkov Chav Hei, says you have to warn people about this. When they say Be'emis, he's trying to prove what he said. It's really true, Be'emis, it's Mamash Emis what I said. So that also might have a Lashon of a Shvua, and the person has to be very careful to stay away from such. The Paiskim talk about, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Dal discusses this, that what happens if a person says, Ani oyser alecha legas b'chepetzeh, I aser you, I forbid you to use this item. Or he says, I forbid this item on you. So then the Paiskim say, that's a neder. Shulchan Aruch brings this down in Siman Reish Dal, that to aser, that's a lashon neder, that's the first daf in our parak, that iser is a lashon neder. And Lemaiser, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the Sefer, Shalmi Neder, and also in Minchas Shleiman, Chelik Beis, and Simon Sadi Zayin, Siv Zayin, also in the Chuvas Lahiris Nothin, and in the Chuvas Mishnah Alochas, and Chelik Yud, Kufnan Aleph, they bring down that a person who says, Ani Oyser Alecha, to touch this chayfetz, it's a shayla v'neder. The Maisa, there is a rush in the Chuva, in Klal Yud Beis, Simon Dalet, that says, Dafka, a person can only make an Iser al Nafshoy. He could say the Lashon Iser on himself, but on a Cherim he can't. But the Maisa, one should certainly be careful to Akapanim if somebody did forbid it to him, so chutz from the Isser Gezel, but he would now have an Isser maybe of Nadarm, and certainly they should matter that Neder, if Chalizi touches it. The Pais can even discuss a case that what happens if somebody Asers the Sefer, I Aser you to use my Sefer. So now, he said a Lashon of Aser, so perhaps now, in addition to the Isser Gezel of using the person's Sefer, of course you can't use a Sefer that somebody doesn't give you a Shut to use, because you're a Shel Shalom Midas. But Akapanim, we have another problem here, a bigger problem here, of a Neder, if a person, or a Shvua, that a person Asered you on a sefer, and that would be an Isser Nedarim. So the Pais can say that since a sefer, they discussed that maybe a sefer is mitzvah lav lehenis nitnu, and since it's not considered a hana, so therefore it could be that there's no, I'm not allowed to get hana from the sefer, and just merely reading the sefer is maybe not considered a hana. Lemaisa, the price can say that if it's a makim that you rent out svarim, so then that is a hana. However, of course, nowadays nobody rents out svarim, so therefore it wouldn't be a hana. Lemaisa, though, it's maybe talking that anyways, if a person asked it on his friend, this lashin, push it, he should try and matter it, because it's certainly shmeks of another. It certainly is a problem. And the Pais can say that these halachas of Aser even apply to children. At least a child who's in age, which is mufla samach li'ich, which is barak around 12 years old. So then, even these halachas of Nedarim are chal from the age of 12. And this is very common by children. They say, I Aser you, I Aser you use this item, this chayfetz, etc. And children should be taught not to say these l'shaynes because they tackle for a cause a problem of a neder. And Akapanim, if the child did say it, then one should require a Hataras Nedarim, which is really what Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes in the Tshuva. The Paiskim do say that what happens if the kid, when he says, I ask you to this chayfetz, or the person says, I ask you to this chayfetz, he has no idea of a Nedarim, Lich Nedarim, he didn't have any Das for Neder. His Kavanah is only for Gezel. You know, I ask you to use it, mitzad Gezel. So then there are Paiskim, Lars Nelson wants to say, that the children that say it one to the other, there's no problem. Chelik Ches, at the end of Siman Ayin Vav, there's no problem, because they clearly don't mean Neder, they clearly just mean Gezel, and therefore, it's not considered a neder. It would be a neder v'toyis, so therefore it wouldn't be a problem. But Akapanim, it certainly could die to stay away from these lashonis. A person said the price can bring down the lashon. More the Berkei Yosef brings it down in Reish Chavtes. The lashon bechayai or bechayi plain on my life, etc. There's machlekes achreinim and many achreinim hold that this is also a status of a neder. The Rivas Ephraim is mayor in Chelik Dalet Simen Mem Dalet Nois Samech Aleph. That Chayra. In the nusach of the Hadron Halach that we say after the Siyam Masechta, so l'chayu should say b'li neder, because over there also there's at least a chashash of a neder. When a person says Hadron Halach, I will return to you, that l'chayu is at least a chashash of a, we'll see in a moment, that on Hagatoyva mitzvah, and he's promising to do a mitzvah, and therefore there should be an issue of a neder. So, Chayr, why don't we find anybody who's makbid on this? Now, the emphasis is that Rav Chaim Knievsky writes in a tshuva brought in the Sefer Yom HaTov LeRabbanon, which is a tshuva on the inyanim of Siyum Sechta, that since this isn't the kavana, al derech we said previously, it's not the kavana of a person to make a neder, it's just a bakasha and a tefillah to be zaycha, to learn the Sechta again, so therefore it doesn't have to be machbid. And Cain, of course, is the minig oilam that nobody's machbid to say hadron alach bli neder. I saw a different shot. The Sefer Ene Yitzchak brings down that the reason why we don't say bli neder is because it's not hadron alach in the lashon asid in the future. It should have been Hader Alecha. We will return to you. Hadron Alach means we did Chazer. We Chazered what we learned in the stomach. And we're asking the Masechta to come back to us. Right? This is, of course, the Daf HaYomi Yidden, that they are constantly Chazering what they learned in the stomach. And now we're asking the Masechta to please come back to us. Now, Lemaisa, this breaks open a different Indian that we see Stam merely saying that I'm going to do a mitzvah, that already without the lashon of a neder, without the lashon of shvuah, that could also be a neder. This is Alpi the Gemara in Nedarim and Daf Ches. And this is brought down la'alacha in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reishit Gimel, that if a person says, Esedavar mitzvah zeh, I'll do a certain mitzvah, I'll learn a certain thing, I'll learn it, a person says, I'm going to learn every night an hour, I'm going to learn daf yomi. And even if he didn't say, I promise, or he didn't say, I swear, or he didn't say, Lashon Neder Neshua, such a thing might create on him, according to, that's the way we paskin up upon him, is that it creates on him a status of a neder, and he's chayiv to be makayim his neder. Since even if he didn't say a lashon of a neder, it is chayivis, but since a mitzvah, the Gemara darshins out from a pasuk, right? The Chachamim brings down, the Chacham Sadim brings down that we find by Yankov Avinu by Yidur Yankov Neder Lemor, and it says Atzer Srena. And even though he didn't say the Lashon Neder when he spoke out his Kabbalah, so therefore there's the Gemara Nedarim Daf Ches. Ha'oymel Chaver Nashkev Nifne Perek Zeh. You know, he says we're going to wake up early tomorrow. We're going to go to Seder early. We're going to learn Daf Yomi. We're going to learn every day. I'm going to have a Seder in Mishnah Berurah. Tonight I'm going to learn this, etc. All these things are mitzvahs. Hanhagas Toivus certainly. Hanhagas al mitzvah. And therefore, if a person says these things even without a lashon of a neder, it's chal on him a neder, and he would have to. It's not even so poshit that he'd be allowed to matir, because to matir nidre mitzvahs, the whole machlekes in the pais can be allowed to be matir nidre mitzvah. Now there are stadim. If a person did mess up and did say this lashonis, I will learn tonight, I will. He made it, and he didn't say the words bli neder. So then there are places that say maybe it could be saymich on the maidah that he made at the beginning of the year in the kol nidre. And yeah, but it definitely kedai. Say all the Paiskin, the Kitzer, the Chacham Sadam, they all say it's kedai to get into the habit of saying bli neder. And I'll add to that what is mevur. That he should get into the habit when he's talking about a mitzvah, when he says, I'll learn something tonight, or I'm gonna do a certain, chesed, I'm gonna do this, a mitzvah, etc. I'm gonna learn a certain masechta. That's the lashon of a neder, even without a neder, and he should certainly get into the habit of saying bli neder in that case. Lemavai, that case, he should say bli neder. But the place can say, the tshuva sasaris, tshuva in Yeredei Sim Kuvchav, he brings down that a person should always get into the habit of in everything to be saying bli neder, and that's the meaning of many rei mishleimim, simply because you're not sure which thing is considered a neder, which thing is considered a mitzvah. For example, if I tell my friend I'm going to come over to see you, and your friend is sick, so then what you're doing inherently is you're being saying you're going to do a mitzvah. I'm coming to visit you, and visiting such a person who's sick, it's a mitzvah. And once you say you're going to do a mitzvah, even without saying the lashon of a neder, it's chalon you a neder. So therefore, you don't know which things are chasadim, and therefore many of the things that we say, I'll come to you soon, I'll help you soon, I'll do this, they all might be mitzvahs, and chal without the lashon of neder. And therefore, he should get into the habit of saying bli neder, so that it should not be a problem if he's unable to fulfill his words. One should never, chalila, think that bli neder is a bitul of his words, and he's allowed to just be over on his words. But I say the word bli neder, I'm allowed to do anything. That's already mevur in the Gemara Bav Metzia and Daf Mem Tesamid Aleph, that a person ain't tzedek, he has to, whatever kol yitz mi piv yaseh, whatever comes out of his mouth, he has to do. And regardless if it's a neder or not a neder, but once something comes out of my mouth, I have to be true to my word, sheiris yisrael le'yasav lezais. But the status of a neder doesn't have it. As people think that a bli neder makes it that I can just do what I want now. I say, you know, I'm going to help you. Bli neder means I'm not going to help you. It's not true. Obviously, you still have to help the person, but it doesn't have the status of a neder. But certainly a person should get into such a mahalach of saying these l'shaynis of bli neder. Now, there's a chiddush from the Avos Chesed, Chavetz Chaim, and Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph, and then a Siva Chesed, Reitzit Ches, that this is not true by all mitzvahs. It's not by every single mitzvah in the world that if I say I will do this and I didn't say a lashon neder, that it's chal a neder. It's only true by real mitzvahs, your standard mitzvahs. Machenka, the mitzvah of chesed, like I say, I'll lend somebody something, or I tell my friend I'll do a mitzvah, which is not a mefurish mitzvah, then that doesn't have the status of a neder. The pshat in the Chafetz Chaim, he says that since the whole Indian is a gzeres hakasav and a chiddush, so if it's mefurish in the Torah, this specific mitzvah, then the mitzvah is chal. But if it's not mefurish in the Torah, it's not mefurish to do this specific chesed, then it's only going to be chal v'lash and neder. Lamaisa, it's a machlekes, it's not a davar pashit. Ramesha in the Tshuva, in your day, in Chelek Aleph, Kuf Chav Zayin, says that's only a mitzvah gemura that he has to worry about. But Machenkin, if he wants to do a certain hiddur or an hagatoiva, so such a hanagatoiva can only chal with a lashon of neder. And it wouldn't be chal just merely saying, I'm going to do a certain hanagatoiva. Just to end off, in conclusion, we see over here the whole parsha of Nedarim and Shuas and Halchomer, the Inyanim are bechlal, and how easy it is to be nechshol for a person, even on simple things, about saying, I'm going to do something, I'm going to do this, and how careful a person has to be. But akapani, you see a merdeka kayach of a person's mouth, the moil, the hitka moil, a person has. The pasuk says kolayotzim bepiv yasa, and the tzaddikim say that it means that bal yachal dvaray, a person who's a bal yachal dvaray, he doesn't let any chulin into his mouth. He doesn't let any chalila nivel peh, treifa talk, or sheker, or lashon hara, or being goyver in his nedarim and shvuas, or chalila anything bad in his mouth. He's a bal yachal dvaray. He's a kosher mouth. He has a reina mol. He's a kodesh kedushin for a mouth. So then kolayotzim bepiv yasa, that anything that'll come out of his mouth, yasa in shemayim, a kodesh baruch will do ritzayna. And that's really the side of a tzadik goyzer alakim mekayim. It's to do with the famous story with the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon was once walking, and some kid was stepping on his tzitzis, and he told the kid, he turned to the Yingle, he said, Yingle, there's also vitzin, there's 1100 years, I know you're going to live 100 years, but zal erat nemen dein feet from my tzitzis, but let me just walk, and then take your feet off my tzitzis. And he said, dude, that person, he died on his 100th birthday, because the Gaon was a bal yachal dvar, and nothing that came out of the Gaon's mouth was chulin, nothing that came out of the Gaon's mouth was ever to waste. And Mamela called Yotzim Mepiv Yasa, everything that came out of his mouth was Yasa and Shemayim, the famous Gemara, the Gemara Ksuvis, the Gemara talks about how Rabbi Shulchan Levi jumped into Shemayim, the Malcham Avos took him up, and he jumped into Shemayim, and he made a shvua that he's never going to leave. And in Shemayim they danned, he made a shvua, he's never going to leave. So we're only going to be matter his shvua if we see that when he was here on earth, when he was on Aretz, so then whenever he would make a shvua, he would matter his shvua, he wouldn't be true to his word. However, if we see that he was true to his word, then also over here, we're gonna fulfill his shvua, and fulfill his mekayim his shvua, and we're gonna mekayim his neder, and not matter it. And that's kachave, they checked, and they saw that he never ever mattered any of his nedarim and his shvuas, and he was always true to his word. And kol yetzim epiv yaseh, everything that came out of his mouth, they were mekayim and shemayim. I once heard from Rav Aaron Leib Shteyman that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the famous Medrash, that it was Oyla b'machshavasei, that he wanted to be Boirei, a person with two mouths, one for Divrei Chol, you know, work and business and mundane items, and one for Divrei Kedusha, Divrei Taida. So he wanted to be Boirei with two mouths, and Oyla b'machshavasei, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind, kivyachol, and decided to make one mouth. Rav Aaron Leib said that if Chalili uses the mouth for bad, and for Nivel Pen, for Treif Zachin, and Tomedik Zachin, so then the tzlacha, the ability to be able to daven into Torah, that has no chance, just like a person can never daven into Chalila, learn Torah in a bathroom. So a person who makes his mouth chulin and makes his mouth into joy, and the body won't be successful, it won't be able to daven. But if he makes his mouth into a kodesh kedoshim, a mouth that's no chulin and no on the Torah, and a mouth that's kol yoytz mipiv yaseh, whatever he says, he holds of his word, and there's no sheker, no nivel peh, so then vad is such a person. If the mouth is a Kodesh Kedoshim, then he'll always be davening from a Kodesh HaKadoshim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.